Varmt välkommen till ett nytt avsnitt av Ayurveda-podden. Här pratar vi om vad Ayurveda egentligen är för någonting och hur den här kunskapen kan göra skillnad för oss alla och vår hälsa. Jag som pratar heter Johanna Mård och den här gången gästas jag än en gång av Dr. Tejal. Hon är Ayurveda-läkare och har varit med i podden flera gånger tidigare. Och den här gången fortsätter vi på det ämnet, den lilla miniserie som vi spelade in, eller som vi släppte de två första avsnitten av tidigare för några månader sedan, då vi pratade om Ayurveda och graviditet. Så i avsnitt 55 pratar vi om hur man kan förbereda sig inför en graviditet om man planerar det. Och i avsnitt 56 pratar vi om hur man kan använda Ayurveda för att må ännu bättre under den första och andra trimestern av graviditeten. Och det här är då fortsättningen. Så i det här avsnittet pratar vi om hur man kan ta hand om sig själv bäst med hjälp av Ayurveda under den sista delen av graviditeten som då är tredje trimestern. Så vi pratar om lite livsstilsrutiner och vad man kan äta, hur man bör tänka och ta hand om sig själv för att må bra både fysiskt och psykiskt under den här sista delen inför förlossningen. Och även lite hur man kan förbereda sig, vad man kan göra, för vilka ayurvediska praktiker man kan praktisera för att förbereda sig just inför förlossningen också. Sen vill jag också bara säga det att ljudkvaliteten på den här inspelningen blev inte som den brukar. Det var någonting som hände med ljudet, så att bear with us. Det går absolut att lyssna, men bara så att du vet att jag vet att det är något knas med ljudet och jag hoppas att du kan lyssna igenom det så att du hör budskapet och inte bara det här bruset som kommer lite då och då och hörs mer mot slutet. Så till dig som känner att det här är relevant så hoppas jag att du kommer få ut mycket av det här avsnittet. Och har du inte lyssnat på de två tidigare där vi pratade om graviditet, alltså avsnitt 55 och 56, så rekommenderar jag dig att göra det också. Och dela gärna det här med andra som du tror skulle uppskatta det. Så hoppas jag att du får ut mycket av det här avsnittet.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back, Dr. Tejal. It's so nice to have you here again. It's always, always nice to share this time with you. And yeah, talk more about Ayurveda.
Thank you, Johanna. It's my pleasure to be a part of Ayurveda Podden.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to sit with you and talk about Ayurveda or many different topics in Ayurveda.
Yes.
So,
science of life.
Science of life, yes.
There's many topics. And today we will continue where you and I finished our last conversation. Mm-hmm. So we previously had one episode about preconceiving, mm-hmm. where you can find out how you can use Ayurveda to plan before your pregnancy. Right. And then we had another episode where we talked more about how you can support yourself through Ayurveda during first and second trimester. And today we will talk more about the third trimester, mm-hmm. which is the last weeks during pregnancy before delivery.
Yes, right. So it's very important phase again. So when we talk about the third trimester, it is 7th, 8th and 9th month of the pregnancy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So according to Ayurveda, what is the most important thing to focus on during this time?
So when we look at the third trimester, so now the baby has all the organs and baby is full grown by this time. So the importance of food and lifestyle is again very important at this trimester as well, because baby will develop more muscles and strength in this period. And we will also talk about the specific for 7th month, 8th month and 9th month going forward. But there are certain things that we have to take care of, in especially in 8th month, in terms of ojas. So that we will also talk about in going forward. Then 9th month is preparing for the pregnancy. How to prepare our body for the pregnancy so that it will be the smooth process for the pregnancy. Delivery.
When, yeah, exactly. Delivery,
not the pregnancy.
Right.
Sorry. It's a delivery, I wanted to say. So it will be the smooth process of delivery.
Mm.
So that is the preparation phase in 9th month.
Mm. Really excited to talk about this.
Yes.
Especially how to prepare for the delivery, because in Sweden and Western society, I think it's a big difference when you compare to Ayurveda, like how to really prepare for the delivery. So
yes,
I think this episode will be very, very helpful for those who are pregnant and want to use Ayurveda to have, as you said, like a smooth delivery.
Yes, and natural vaginal delivery.
Right, right. Mm. Okay, so let's start with food, because it's very easy to, yeah, start with, I think. So when it comes to 7th month, what should one eat more of during this time?
So now for the 7th month, when we are talking about the food is again the same principles that we have talked in the first trimester and the second trimester. The food should be fresh. Food should have more ojas. So here we are talking about ojas from 7th month, 8th month. So ojas building food, which is again pure food, sattvic food, milk. Milk is very important factor, and milk is very important. We are talking about cow milk here. But if you are intolerant to that lactose, you can absolutely have different types of other food, milk, like almond milk or seed milk or havri milk or something like that. But cow milk is mentioned in Ayurveda, which is the first important thing for mothers for 7 month, for 8 month and 9 month to have. If you feel it is difficult to digest milk, you can dilute with water and boil it.
Yes, because then it gets easier to
digest. Then it gets easier to digest. Mm. Otherwise,
and this is if you have like a weaker Agni.
Correct.
Which makes it harder to
digest the milk. So yeah, some have difficulty to digest the milk. Mm. So they will get the bloating, heaviness after drinking milk.
Right.
In that case, they can dilute it and boil it.
Because I was just about to ask you, how do you know if it's heavy for you to digest? And you just answered that. If you feel like bloated afterwards, and if you have like this heavy feeling in your stomach, like you feel like you're very, very full, or almost like, sometimes I get the feeling that like I have like a wet blanket, or it's like cement,
absolutely,
like concrete in my belly, and that's when I know like my Agni is very weak, or I had eaten something that was hard for me to digest.
That is very true. So that is the sign that body will give you if it is something difficult to digest. So if that sign or symptom you get after drinking milk, then that milk you have to dilute it. So there is a process written in Ayurveda that you take 1 cup of milk, mix with 1 cup of water and boil it till it reduces to 1 cup. Because when you mix with water, it will be 2 cups. And when you boil it, it has to get reduced to 1 cup.
Yes.
Then you can have that. You can add ghee while drinking. And you should drink warm, not cold.
And should you have this several times a day or like once a day?
You can have twice, morning and evening. When you add ghee to that, it will also help you to go to toilet, because many will have problem of constipation.
Yes.
During pregnancy or even 7 months, they will get this constipation problem, hard to go to toilet. So then avoiding taking medicine is something that we suggest in Ayurveda. Try not to take any medicines for, even for constipation during pregnancy. If you can use ghee with milk, it helps the smooth going to toilet. So if you drink that in the evening, that is going to help you to go to toilet in the next morning.
Yeah.
So milk is something that you can add in your diet. Then nuts, almonds, you can soak almonds, you can remove the skin and then you can have those almonds. Also important to not overeat nuts, for example. They are very heavy to digest. They have a lot of fat in them. So go for 4 to 5 almonds, not more than that. Even for other nuts, don't eat more than 3 or 4 of each.
Yes.
Then dates. Dates are really wonderful. They are also very good for muscles because the baby is growing muscles now, building the muscles. So if you eat dates, they are also sweet. So if you have a sweet cravings, they are wonderful to have. Then sweet, the dates are also going to help in building the muscles, as I said. So dates you can have, figs you can have, fecon. You can have other dried fruits. Then fresh vegetables, always cooked, not salads, not raw. Green vegetables, because we are also thinking about iron levels, folic acid levels. Dates are also going to help you with that. So green vegetables, cooked vegetables, grains, lentils, all easy to digest.
Yes.
Don't eat beans if they are creating a lot of gases, bloating in the stomach. Reduce the beans. Add more lentils.
Good.
So freshly prepared food.
Yeah. And can you tell us once again, like, why is it important to eat freshly prepared food?
So again, when we are talking about ojas, ojas is life energy, life force of the body. And that you will get from the freshly prepared food. Even you can see when you prepare a food and if you eat, you will have the taste and flavor of the food at that time. But if you keep it in the refrigerator and then heat again next day, then it loses the flavor.
Yes.
It loses the taste. That is easy to understand.
It but also it, loses its colors, actually.
Correct. It loses its colors. It loses its prana.
Right.
Life energy.
Mm.
But if you say that it loses its prana, it's difficult to understand. But you can understand that it loses its taste, its flavor, its color. So that is why it is important that you should eat freshly prepared food.
Right. So freshly prepared food contains more ojas and more prana, and it's also easier to digest for your agni, right?
Yes.
Because as soon as you store food, put it in a matlåda in your refrigerator, the process of nedbrytningsprocessen starts right away.
Yes.
And the longer the food stays, the more bad it gets. So it's not like if you have a food container in your fridge, it's not like it's fresh day one, it's fresh day two, it's fresh day three, and then day four it starts to mold.
You
say like it's not like that because that nedbrytningsprocess starts right away.
Yes.
So, yeah, the longer you wait to eat food that's been cooked, the less prana, less ojas, less nourishment you'll get from that food. And it will also be heavier to digest.
Heavier to digest. So,
and this is also, you know, basic knowledge when it comes to Ayurveda.
Yes.
This is good for everyone always. And especially when you're pregnant, because your agni is very sensitive when you're pregnant.
And that is very important that you should restore your agni and not dampen your agni.
Right.
Because agni is very important factor for digestion. And that is going to also reflect on your fetus, baby's digestion and getting the nutrients from you.
Right. But what if you feel like your agni is not burning on a healthy level? What if you feel like you're not so hungry and you feel like whatever you eat gets heavy to digest? How can you like increase your agni? Or
so there are a few things I think we have covered last time also, but we can talk about it. Drinking warm water helps to ignite the fire, ignite the agni. Adding ginger So ginger tea or taking the fresh ginger with salt and lime or lemon juice before lunch or before dinner or even before breakfast. You can have it in a small amount because ginger is also very strong. Don't take over in extra amount. Smaller amount also is very important. 1/4 teaspoon is good if it is riven.
Mm.
You can take a slice as well. Thinly sliced ginger, add salt and lemon juice and eat. That is going to help you.
Mm.
Also adding spices in the food is going to help you in the digestion process, igniting the fire.
Pepper and chili.
Like again ginger, then black pepper, cinnamon, even garlic. You can add small amount of garlic. That is also help you in the digestion process. Also very important, if you feel when you eat food, it is heavy, then you can reduce the amount of food. You don't have to eat the same amount of food that you used to eat. You can reduce it and eat maybe twice, thrice. Don't just keep it like breakfast, lunch and dinner. If you feel that, okay, I can't eat good amount of lunch, but I need something small amount and then I can have it again after 2 hours.
Yes.
You can do that.
Yeah.
It is very individual also at that time. You have to understand how you feel.
Yeah. So as always, you know yourself best. So it's nice to listen to yourself and see like... yeah, how your body responds to whatever you give your body.
Correct.
Yeah.
So these are the few foods I think we can add.
I just have one more question about food and it comes to the dates. Because I've heard and I see a lot of people who are like a little bit more conscious about preparing for the delivery. And I've seen it's like almost like a trend to eat dates like in the end of third trimester because it's said that dates are like activating the uterus.
Yes.
I think, right?
Mm.
But according to Ayurveda, one could eat or benefit from eating dates during the whole pregnancy. So can you tell us like what is the difference or how many dates do you is Ayurveda saying that you should eat during the pregnancy? And should you increase in the end of third trimester? Or what does Ayurveda say about this?
So the Swedish word lagom.
It's a good word.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
We use a lot in Ayurveda. Mm. It's not written in Swedish in Ayurveda, but we can use that.
Yeah.
Because if you eat dates in extra amount... you asked about how many dates are also important.
Mm.
That is very important factor. If you eat a lot of dates, it's going to create a lot of heat. It's activating uterus. We don't want that.
Okay, so that is why.
2 to 3 dates per day is good.
Okay, good.
We also suggest that you can open the dates, add a little bit of ghee inside and eat. So it will balance that heat because dates are also very hot.
Okay, so
that is also
good.
The reason we don't suggest to eat a lot of dates.
Mm. So 2 to 3 dates per day.
Yes, not more than that.
Mm. Good. Mm.
Because we don't want anything that activates the downward flow.
Right.
Mm. We don't want that vata to go downward, apana vata, which we are going to focus in 9 months towards the delivery, not before that.
Mm. Good. Mm. Okay.
So that is also very important to understand that not to overeat dates.
Mm. Good.
And some fruit, for example, as we talked last time as well, papaya is something which we do not recommend. Also aloe vera, which we do not recommend during pregnancy.
And papaya because it's heating.
It's heating.
And aloe vera because?
Because aloe vera is also uterus activating.
Okay.
It will create more downward flow.
Yes. Okay, so we will avoid that.
And it's cleansing for uterus, aloe vera, kumari in Ayurveda.
Mm.
That we will suggest after the delivery in the postpartum.
Good, good to know.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So when it comes to 8 months, is there any specific changes during or when it comes to diet?
Yes. So here in 8 months, what Ayurveda suggests that Ojas, the life force energy, is moving from baby to mother. So it is not constant. Till this time, it is constant. It has both places in mother and baby. But now at 8 months, it is moving from mother for at mother's place sometime, at baby's place at some time. So that is the reason you can feel the tiredness sometime, exhausted. And some days you feel very energetic, happy, active. Because that is the sign that Ojas is at your end. And when you feel tired, not best of your health, then the Ojas is at baby's level. So that is the important factor in 8 months. That is why Ayurveda never suggests to have the delivery in 8 months, because it is not safe. So here we are focusing more on Ojas. Taking good rest is also very important in 8 months. Even during the pregnancy, not over-exercising is very important, but 8 months you have to take rest. Also very important to reduce salt, reduce water intake, because the tendency of swelling, increasing water, because this is the kapha phase now.
Yes.
So vata, pitta and kapha, these are the three phases you can see from first trimester, second trimester, third trimester.
So the first trimester is more vata.
More vata, because it's more growth.
Yes, yes.
Pitta is the second trimester. Dominant. We are not saying that you don't have vata and kapha. You also have vata and kapha, but pitta is more predominant.
Yes.
Then it is kapha predominance in third trimester. That is the reason many will have the swelling, edema. That is why it is recommended to not have more salt, extra salt in the diet or extra water.
Right. So you should have salt and water, but once again,
not extra on top of.
Yes.
Or eating salted nuts is not recommended. So reducing that is very important. Not eating spicy food is very important to not increase the heat. Because the complications that you get, for example, many will have the blood pressure problem, swelling or hemorrhoids. So that is heat in going out from the body. So we don't want to increase the heat by eating spicy food.
Right.
So reducing the spicy food is very important. Reducing the chilies. And eating more cooling, balancing food.
Like green leaf vegetables.
Like green leafy vegetables, fresh fruits, milk, ghee. Ghee is very important. We say that you can have 2 teaspoons in every meal.
Okay. From 8 months.
From 8 months. Because we want lubrication.
Yes.
We want lubricate from inside. Oil massage is also recommended.
Yes.
In 7, 8 and 9 months.
Like daily?
Like daily. You can do oil massage. You can do the self massage, applying the oil to your belly, to your full body and also your breast. That is also very important, because as we are going towards the delivery, we are thinking about the breastfeeding. So breast, taking good care of breast is also very important.
Yes.
So massaging with sesame oil is very important to not get the sagging feeling.
Right.
Or even the stretch marks.
Right.
As the baby grows, as the fetus grows, you will get more stretching feeling.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
It's very important to not use anything to scrub, or it will create more stretch marks.
So you should not do garsham.
You can do little bits with smooth hand,
mm.
but oil massage is more recommended.
Okay.
In yeah. 8 months,
mm.
as mm. from 7 months, we can say.
Okay.
So yeah. not garshana, because we don't want drying. We want lubricating action.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Mm. So massaging to the stomach is also going to help you to reduce the stretch mark going forward.
Mm. Mm. And self-abhyanga could also help to like increase the circulation in a good way, which mm. might help you to reduce swelling as well. Right?
Yes, correct. Mm. And also it is going to help to calm the vata.
Yes.
And for your psychological health.
Mm. Mm.
So to feel the calmness, vata is going to help you, and
yes.
abhyanga is going to help you that.
Yeah, I really experienced that myself when mm. I have, like, when I've been dedicated to mm. do daily abhyanga. It, for me, it takes like 5 days in a row, and mm. then I really notice a shift
yes.
mentally.
Mm.
And that's when, if I do full body abhyanga, including scalp,
mm. Mm.
and I pay more attention to my scalp and head and feet,
yes.
and I do like a 20-30 minutes abhyanga every morning, like I need like 5 days in a mm. row, mm. and then I can really sense a shift
yeah.
mentally. And mm. it's really fascinating.
Absolutely. And you have to invest that time
mm.
on you.
Yeah. Mm. It's worth it.
It's worth it. It's very important.
Yeah.
And you will not regret it.
Yeah. Did you also do like daily abhyanga during your pregnancy?
Yes,
you
I did. And whenever I feel I can't manage daily abhyanga, I used to do at least padabhyanga, foot massage.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Because when you are working, you have many things going on. It is not possible to do every day. It can
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
But at least you can do a padabhyanga foot massage to calm yourself down.
Yes. Mm. So daily foot massage is something
yes.
we really recommend.
Absolutely.
And preferably with like heated sesame oil.
Preferably, or, yes.
yes.
But if it is not possible, you can use any type of cream which has oil. Nowadays you can buy creams, mm. foot cream, which has also olive oil, jojoba oil, almond oil.
Mm.
Mm.
That, nice.
That can be also used. It's not the first preference according to Ayurveda, but yes, you can use it if you can't find good sesame oil, or sometimes you are in the bed and you remember, okay, I have to do foot massage. Use foot cream. That mm. is okay.
That is okay as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Because when you do pada abhyanga, as mm. it's the
Sanskrit
word for foot massage,
yes,
it's also very connected to your nervous system. It will calm you down and bring balance to your vata dosha. And I just want to go back for a second and talk more about rest. You said that rest is very important during from 8 months, because Ojas is moving from the baby and the mother back and forth. So when you say rest, do you mean like rest during the day? You don't mean day sleep? Or
no. I don't mean day sleep, but I mean to say whenever you can find, you can rest, lie down,
mm.
you can keep your feet a little bit up so that it will reduce also the swelling.
Yes, that's good.
Mm.
And when you go to sleep during the night,
mm.
I really recommend you to sleep on your left hand side, right?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because also for the baby, it is really good that baby can stay in that position and balance state. It's good for the umbilical cord also, because if you lie down on your back straight, there are chances that the umbilical cord will get tied around the neck of the baby.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So it is very important to lie on the left lateral side. That is recommended, so that you can rest your baby more peacefully and baby can also have a balanced state.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And then we have the 9-month, like the last of the pregnancy. So when it comes to food, what are the recommendations?
So food is again same, adding more ghee, because here we are thinking more about the lubrication. So adding 2 to 3 teaspoons of ghee in your lunch and dinner. Also adding that in the milk, as we talked about preparing that milk decoction. You can add, we haven't talked about the herbs, Ayurvedic herbs, but shatavari is something that you can add in the milk.
During the whole pregnancy.
During the whole pregnancy, right. You can add, and especially in the third trimester.
Mm.
Because that is going to help you with the breast milk.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Mm. So how much shatavari daily?
So if you're using shatavari powder, you can use 1/4 teaspoon. And you can add that in the milk when you're preparing 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of water boiling together. You can add shatavari while boiling.
Mm.
So it will be shatavari decoction,
right,
in the milk, because that is the that is what is recommended in Ayurveda. So shatavari should always be taken with milk.
Good.
Anupana is the word what we use in Ayurveda. So the specific herb that you take with something that is going to enhance the quality of the herb.
Right. So shatavari
milk is a good combination.
Good combination.
So shatavari is going to help you with the breast milk production and also for the uterus health. So shatavari can be used for the full pregnancy and even also after postpartum, after the delivery. So shatavaris can be added in the milk. So milk is something which is also recommended in the 9 month. Oil massage is very, very important. In the 9 month, when you are talking about the food again, rice is very important. So rice soup, rice gruel, rice kanji is the word what we use. So rice soup. So you just boiled rice. You can have just the plain rice water with little bit of salt and ghee warm, or you can have some rice in it. So it made like a soup. That is really good. So more liquid diet.
And more soups and liquid, because that will also be easier for your Agni, right?
Yes.
Because now your baby is big and there's, you know,
pressure.
There's not so much space for your inner organs. So that's why it's recommended to eat more soups, liquid.
Soups,
but still,
liquid.
They have to be rich in nourishment.
Rich in nourishment, absolutely. Mm. So rice is very important. Rice porridge, rice cooked in milk. Is also very good. So again, the same diet that we have talked till now, but focusing more on the lubrication. So more fat. So coconut milk, adding coconut milk while preparing the curries and stews. That is also a good alternative. Or we don't have to use ghee all the time. You can use other things like, as we talked, coconut milk, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil is also can be added.
Things that will make you lubricated from inside. And then you do Abhyanga to lubricate yourself from outside.
Yes. Yes. There is also what we have mentioned in Ayurveda is we use a tampon, not the tampon that we use otherwise, but it's a specific cotton tampon dipped in oil.
Right.
And then we put inside so that it will lubricate from the passage inside.
Yes. I think this is very interesting, actually, because this is, I think, for most people, very new if you haven't studied Ayurveda before. Because, you know, I have a baby and I have a lot of friends who has babies, and this was never mentioned to prepare me for delivery here in Sweden. So if one wants, or can you just tell us, like, okay, so the purpose is to lubricate the vagina, literally, to prepare for an even easier delivery. So if one wants to do this here, like, how practically should one do this?
You
wouldn't recommend them to take like a normal tampon.
No.
So according to Ayurveda, it should be like a little
sterilized
piece of cotton.
Cotton.
Right?
So it is not possible to do this thing in Sweden. But what you can do is you can take oil and use fingers to just lubricate from inside. You can use two fingers just dipped in the oil and just allow it to lubricate and massage.
Right.
Inside that you can do. Or you can go to any Ayurvedic physician if she or he is doing any bastis. So bastis are enema. So here we recommend matra basti, which is a smaller amount of oil, which is 60 to 70 milliliter of sesame oil, can be given as an enema. Same principle. We want to lubricate the passage.
Yeah. And you mean like a vaginal enema?
Like a, not vaginal enema.
Okay.
Normal enema that we use.
Normal enema. Okay. Okay.
Because see, it is going to also lubricate the same area.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Mm.
We don't want to put anything from vagina inside. So that is the reason we are not going to put oil from the vagina. Which we are going to use a normal enema.
Okay, that will also help the delivery.
That will also help to lubricate the full area, hip area.
Right.
It is connected. Everything is connected in that area.
Of course.
That is the reason it is very important to not have the constipation or dry, hard stomach. Because that means it is vata is increasing. Vata is increasing, that means it is dryness and roughness qualities are increasing.
And that will make it a little bit harder to
have
produce
the
delivery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That
is the reason enemas, if you can have the enemas, matra basti is called smaller amount of, not the big amount of enemas. Not the laxative effect of enema. This is the lubricative enemas.
And for this, you need to go to an Ayurvedic doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah. You cannot do it at home.
Okay.
You should not do it at home.
So, but if you want to do something at home, you can use sesame oil and just fingers
and just massage yourself. Yes.
That area, yeah.
That is the safe.
In Sweden, most people talk about almond oil to prepare. This is also good, right?
This is also good.
Yeah.
So sesame oil is the best in Ayurveda, but you can use almond oil.
Okay.
It is not something that is prohibited, not allowed. Yeah. You can use, absolutely you can use almond oil. Same way, you can use it, just warm up a little bit and then use it. So that is one thing also very important in the 9th month.
Good.
Preparing for the delivery. Mentally, physically, both things are important.
Yes.
Here, even all these 7, 8, 9 months, we have to think about the emotions. Because now your baby can have the same emotions that you are thinking.
Yes.
Baby can open his eyes. Baby can suck his thumb. So baby is now listening or thinking the way you are doing it.
And feeling the same
way. Feeling the same way. That is why it is very important to be happy.
Yes. Yeah, this we talked much about in the first two episodes.
But you have to continue also in the third trimester.
Yeah, do
meditation, listening to good music, reading good books, staying in good company.
Yes. That is very important.
That is very
important. To really take care of you and your health and your happiness.
Yes.
During the pregnancy. Is there anything else that Ayurveda says that you could do to prepare for a smooth delivery?
There are some yoga exercises that you can do specifically towards the end, that you can go to a yoga studio or yoga practitioner and can ask for those specific exercises, yoga asanas that you can do specifically for, that is going to help you for your delivery.
Okay, good to know that there exists specific yoga asana.
Don't do it on your own. It's very important to get some guidance in that. So that is something that also can add.
Right.
I think we have covered everything in the diet and lifestyle. Just remember to have this lubrication aspect in mind. So we are thinking do not reduce fat from the diet, especially in the 9th month. If you have any condition, absolutely, if it is required for that, you can do it. But try to add ghee in the diet. If you cannot add ghee, use coconut oil. There are ways you can find. You can ask your Ayurvedic physician if it is something that you are thinking about in this sense. But then the herbs that we talked, Shatavari is something that you can add, you can have, you can take Shatavari powder mixed with milk. You can use licorice powder also. It is sweet. It is balancing kapha also.
Okay.
Licorice powder also you can use with milk. You can take. Take always smaller amount, 1/4 teaspoon. When you're taking herbs, don't overtake it like 1 teaspoon. Always start with the smaller amount.
Yeah. I think this is also interesting when it comes to Ayurveda, because maybe one thinks like, how can such small amount actually make a difference? But it does.
Yes.
Because it's very, these ingredients are very potent.
Yeah.
And when you prepare them the right way, mix them with good like combination, it really has an effect. So 1/4 teaspoon of licorice or shatavari or other herbs, that's enough.
Like. That's enough. And these are again for the normal individual. If you have any conditions, please ask your physician.
Yes. Yes. So we talk in general.
In
now.
General, because there are some other herbs also which we can use, like Punarnava, for example, Gokshura. These are the specific herbs that we can use to reduce the swelling. But again, this is something specific.
Yeah.
We don't have to take as a normally.
Right. Right. Okay. I feel like I could sit here and talk for you about, or talk to you about this for like 5 hours more, I think. And I know we could, but I think we should sum up this episode. And you just made like a quite summary, but if I should add to that summary, we were talking about how important it is to rest, to slow down, but not day sleep, and make sure your night sleep is good and sleep on your left side. And also to do external therapies like Abhyanga is very, very, very beneficial, especially foot Abhyanga, foot massage, if you don't have time to do whole body Abhyanga. So give yourself foot massage every day. That is very nourishing for you. And be cautious about your Agni, like pay attention to like how hungry you are before you eat, during a meal and after, and really do some reflections over this, like how is my Agni doing, and see if you need to make some adjustments in your diet to make sure your Agni doesn't go down too much, because it's important that your Agni is alive, you can say. And eat freshly prepared food, which brings you a lot of prana and ojas. And what else? Yeah, I think that's the
good summary.
Yeah, that's the most important part from this episode, I think. And stay happy.
Stay happy.
Do
yes,
things that definitely. Brings you joy and calms you down. And so you feel that you feel like you are. Yeah, that you feel like you're a strong individual, strong and happy and full of life. So that will make it easier for you to go through the delivery as well, right?
Spend good time also with your partner.
That
is also very important.
Yes. Good.
Very good. So we, I think we have summarized everything. Also important is to do pranayama.
Yes.
We have talked about in this session, but pranayama is also very important. Right breathing technique. Breathing is very important.
Right.
Also during the delivery, you need that.
I think maybe we could have like a specific episode where we talk only about the delivery.
Yes.
Actually. But this is like, yeah, the last 3 months of the pregnancy, then this is what we need to focus on. And meditation, you said. Daily meditation is also good. It's also very nice to do daily meditation to really connect with your baby, because I found it easier to connect with my baby in meditation, actually. Yeah. Okay. Should we?
Yes, I think.
Finish there for now. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom, as always.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.